on your face and sing this song with me. Thank you.
I have a man who was supporting our radio program on Big Wagon for the last 7 months, a businessman down in Gastonia, and he went into financial problems, lost his job, to improve, and he really hit a crunch, and called me the other day and said he won't be able to handle it no more. He's done it for a pretty while. And so I thought that while we're just getting started, if we can take up if we have a regular offering, we need to get started in some kind of mission project right away.
Yeah.
And we'll start taking up maybe a special mission offering on Sunday night. We'll get some envelopes. Don't have envelopes yet. And everybody give a little bit extra, and then we can pay to help them. So now that'll be a valuable spot for our church on Big Way. It's another 1,000 watts. Covers all of Western North Carolina, Upper South Carolina, Georgia. I've been on there for over 20 years, and that would be a shame to lose that. So help pray about that, and we'll give something special every Sunday night for missions, and that'll be our first mission project, and then we'll take on some missionaries and be a blessing to them. Now, somebody asked me, they said, all right, Brother Andy, go out and invite people. Yes, sir, it is time now. Invite. People you work with, people you know, family, loved ones, people that's not saved. Now, let me say again, you tell everybody I said this. If somebody goes to a good, Bible-believing church, leave them alone. If they want to come, the Lord leads them here, that's fine. But we don't want no problem with no other churches. Amen?
Amen.
If somebody's in a good, Bible-believing church, leave them alone. But, you know, that's it. If they want to come, great. Anybody walks in here, welcome. Want them to come peaceably? And if not, see them mean men back there, we'll throw them out.
Yeah.
All right? So don't forget that. Invite, bring your family, friends, everybody can. Next Sunday morning, Sunday school, we will be having Wednesday night service. Now I know that this is the sorriest Sunday of the year for church. This and Christmas, two sorriest Sundays there are for church attendance. 4th of July Sunday and Christmas. So Wednesday will be July the 5th. So we'll find out. You know, we really got our heart in this thing. Be here Wednesday night. I'm going to be teaching a lot on Wednesday night. I'm going to be dealing with some issues that are hard to face, tough decisions you got to make in life, all kind of things on Wednesday night. Maybe not this Wednesday, but we're just getting off the ground. But real soon, I will be. Now, one more thing. Different people are doing different things to show us they're with us. And, you know, they'll say, put your money where your mouth is. We start out with absolutely nothing here, and all, most of this stuff's been given to us. And somebody sitting here tonight, off that electric piano, yesterday brought it up here. Somebody has already told me they're going to make this microphone system. This one, another handheld wireless, about $700. Somebody came this morning and said, I'll pay for that. Somebody who's sitting here tonight said they're going to pay for the carpet. To do this, and just redo the whole thing. And so that's a real blessing. Now, if there's somebody else that wants to do something, there's plenty you can do. We'll need more building material. You know, the sign, the name of this church is not Fashion Square. It's Fruit Loop Baptist is what it is. I see these chairs in here, and they look like Fruit Loops to me. Fruit Loop Baptist, that'd be all right, wouldn't it? Fit that bill. With Reject Baptist was considered. Rejects, Old Ways, Life Change Baptist. We thought of all these names. But it's Westside Baptist Church. That's so community will think we've got some sense. And, you know, sound at least you know what you're doing. So, if we need a sign on that, $500. I've already called the man, talked with him. He said $500, we'll get it up here. It comes from Gastonia. And, some other folks have made this one. And so if somebody would like to do that, let me know tonight. After the service, and I'll get it ordered tomorrow. And that'll be it. Because we're going to be here for a while anyway. I don't know if the Lord will lead us here, if we'll buy land, build a church. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. God holds the future. The Lord might come, but we have to do that. That'd be a blessing. That'd be great. But anyway, if he leads us here, we're going to have a sign. We're going to have to get rid of these splinters. Before people can kneel in here, make it clean, comfortable. And we got chairs coming, Lord willing. Two preachers promised me chairs. We got 100 that are coming pretty soon. And then another 75 after that. They're waiting on the people to get in. So if somebody wants to do something special, and you just want to just give $500 or whatever, if we need $500, of course, it would be, you know, you say, I want to buy something special, we'll buy exactly what you tell us to do. Okay? All right. It's good to have you with Brother Kay. Some of these folks have been out of Rock Hill. And, boy, my heart was thrilled when I walked, when they took Walter in here. Michael, Brother Proctor, y'all get us a count here. We'll find out who we got. Can you hear me?
86,
brother. 86.
All right.
That's good. 96? 80. 86. 86. We'll put it short 300. Yeah. We estimated 300 here. I told you that made a man large. I estimated 1 million. Yeah. That's 4 or 5. But anyway, Brother Kay's going to come sing for us. And Tommy coming. Come on, Brother Kay. We appreciate him and his family. He called this evening. They're just going to come out and show us up behind us. He pastors Riverside Baptist Church in Rock Hill. And all you folks from Rock Hill, stand up right quick. All of you stand up right quick. We've got another youth group to sing, ain't you? Yeah. We might do that here a little bit. Can you take us over there? We get us for a while? Let's get in here. All right. They're going to sing for us this evening, and I know they'll be a blessing. I appreciate Brother Kay. He also is going through a real, real rough time in their life and their church. They need our prayers. So we're going to pray for them tonight. They need a prayer. Thanks for the big time, real soon. So now get to pray. All right.
Well, it's good to be here. Amen.
Amen.
What's in order?
Amen.
And by none of you bring our chair, we brought some chairs. I said, Brother Danny, we started in a house with six people living. When I walked in here, I thought, this ain't no new church. Y'all been here a long time. And I found out this is the day. Praise the Lord, amen. We're a long ways ahead. But we've been where you are. We thought we'd been in our church at one time. Here we go again, Baptist, you know. When you go down the road, you see Unity Baptist again. I know I'm there. Amen. New Beginning Baptist. I know I'm there, right? But you know what? God is good. He is faithful. And we've learned through the years that there's one thing that will keep you going, and that's to know that He's a prayer answering God.
Amen.
And this song, we're not singers. We just try to glorify the Lord a little bit. It's my precious wife, been over 22 years. Love her to death. And she, I got her for singing a few years ago. And she's doing her best for the Lord. And we're going to just try to bless you and exalt Him. Amen. This song says prayer changes. It really does.
Thank you.
God can do anything to fail. The main thing is he's asked us to be faithful. And even when we're not faithful, he's still faithful. Amen.
Right.
This next song, Brother Danny asked me to sing, and I think it's a kind of a testimony, especially for me. This past year has been pretty rough. And we're in the middle of a big storm. You saw that advertisement of that movie, The Perfect Storm. I don't know why. I know it's a big storm that we're going through, amen. But you know what? No matter what happens in your life, or my life, or in this church's life, the anchor's still
amen.
If we put our faith and trust and total in Jesus Christ,
amen.
The anchor holds.
Amen.
Amen. That's the main thing.
That's right. That's true.
I had no idea. I didn't even know his name. I hadn't seen him in months and months and months. I remember seeing him, but I didn't even know who he was, where they lived. I just remember him, the meanest kid at camp. But anyway, that was the Lord, baby. That was the Lord. And I was praying that God would give me a sign. So God showed me. And things started happening like that over and over and over. I prayed somebody else would rent this building. We put it off for a long time. I said, Lord, let somebody else go in there and get it. I don't want the headache. I don't want to get shot. I don't want to get run over an highway. But I tell you, the Lord just kept opening the doors. And I said, yes. It felt like the peace of God flooded my heart.
Amen.
So thank the Lord for it. All right. Appreciate that. But can somebody else just want to say something right quick? If you want to, you're free to right now. Just say something right quick, and then we're going to proceed off. Come on down there. When I look at you, it means get up here. Chip never done this before. All right. We're ready here. We need some ushers. You two guys want to be our ushers? Can we trust him? Jason? Amen. All right. We got these baskets here. Wait just a second. We got to talk to them a little bit first. Prep them. We do it at the hospital. Before they cut you and take something out. We don't even have all the plates. Thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to give tonight. And if you want to give something special tonight, we'll start our mission offerings tonight. But don't. If you need tithing envelopes, we got some of these. So if you'll just ask these fellows, take some of these with you. If you want to keep them as tithing records, we got some this morning. And Carrie, Linda, go in here and get it ready for you. We'll keep those tithing envelopes. And yeah, so let's all give tonight. You want to get? If we could give, let's see, we need probably, oh my goodness, how about it?
For today, 2,000.
Yeah, that sounds fine. What are you saying, brother?
I said 2,000 for today.
What do you mean?
You need $2,000 for today.
Sure. You're just asking me that? Okay. Everybody give something special. We'll take on this radio ministry as a little mission offering. Okay? All right. Let's all stand. And we'll ask the Lord to bless the offering. And He can do it. He's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
We just need Him to send it in. Okay? Father, we thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for this privilege of giving. We pray now that you bless this offering. Let it be just what you want it to be. Lord, meet the needs you have here. Give us wisdom. Know how to use it, where to put it. And don't let a penny be wasted. Let it ever be used for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's give.
Hey. I tell you, I was coming up the road a while ago, and I was running late, and I was putting, I was running about 80 miles an hour, putting on the bike at the same time. One on here. Amen. But I think a while ago, that's what Brother was talking about. You know, we're with the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd be willing to pay. This thing not depends on us, depends on Him. My salvation depends on Him. Nothing I good I can do to ever merit it. The grace of God to go to heaven. I just thank God tonight that I'm saved. And thank God I can give a small part of this. And I hope to see a lot of souls saved out here.
Yeah.
I really do. Amen. But 5:7, glory to His name. Amen.
Okay, just like that. And won't y'all clap your hands with me? All right? We're going to sing, I Just Want to Be a Sheep. I want everybody to clap their hands. Ready? Here we go. Now, see my foot right here? That's where I want you to stand. See my foot? Come on. Let's go. Come on. Look. The foot. The foot. There you go. Now, don't I look better?
Yeah.
Amen. That's a fine looking group right here. All right, boys, you go here. Some beautiful singing. Now, look, if you see a bunch of people up here moving around, you can't see, I'm saying you look stupider than they do if they can hear you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they'll do just stand up and they just do like this. You look much more stupid if you just stand in here and they can't hear nothing than you do to go ahead and sing.
Right.
So just go ahead and sing out for the Lord. Yeah. You look stupid. You look stupid if you stand up here and don't even sing.
Right.
So let's sing out. Do a bit loud. And I want y'all to sing it with us. Clap in. Here we go. Ready? Go like this. I just want to be a sheep.
Bop, 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 bop. Y'all need to clap.
Never heard this. Never heard this. All right. Y'all help them out. I heard this
okay.
One. Okay? Ready? Here we go. You're going to say, I just want to be a sheep.
Bop, 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 bop.
That's your hand. You know what I mean? All right. Here we go. Ready? Ready? I just want to be a sheep.
I just
want to
be a sheep.
I just want to
be a sheep.
Oh, God. Now, y'all
want
to hit them there?
Yeah.
All right. Y'all got that? Y'all got that to be great? All right. Here we go. Here we go. Same verse. Here we go. I just want to
be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep. Praise the Lord, my soul be king. I just want to be a sheep.
Now you got it. That's all. The whole song does. Every verse sounds just like that.
Yeah.
But there are different words to it. All right? Okay. You boys want to get here? Larry, you are the best singers. All right, ready? Here we go. I don't want to be a king tonight.
I don't
want to
be a king tonight. Baby, king tonight. I don't want to be a king tonight.
All right, you got that one? I'm not going to teach you every single verse.
No.
You start to catch your own to it. Go ahead and read it. I don't want to
be a Canaanite. I don't want to be a Canaanite.
I don't want to be a
Canaanite. I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep.
I don't want to
be a Pharisee.
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
I don't want to be a hypocrite. They're not hypocrites. I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Okay, you got that one? Do you want to be a hypocrite then?
Huh?
I didn't know what that was. I'm not a hypocrite. Okay? Here we go. You got that language there? Here we go. Let's do that again, man. Can y'all even tell they're singing?
No.
You look dumb if you just stand up. Come on, girl. I know y'all can sing, okay? Here we go. Hey, hypocrite verse. Okay?
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
What want to be?
I just want to be a sheep.
Yeah.
I just want to be a sheep.
I don't want to get my tongue pierced. I don't want to get my tongue pierced. All this gross and fierce.
I don't want to get my tongue pierced.
Why?
I just want to be a sheep.
Hey!
I just want to be a sheep.
Spirit.
Yeah, hallelujah. Look out now.
Cause you have been. I don't want to be like Britney Spears.
One more bit.
I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep. I thank the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep.
I don't want to be like insane.
I don't want to be
come on!
Insane. Cause their music stinks. I don't want to be insane.
Yeah, amen.
I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep. I
thank
the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep.
I don't want to get a tattoo.
Yeah, I don't want to get a tattoo.
Cause I'll be ugly like you.
Get a tattoo.
Hey,
I just want to be a sheep.
Yeah.
I just want to be a sheep. When I know my soul is king, I just want to be a sheep.
Let's see if we can get one for you folks. Let's see. Who do y'all like? Who do y'all like? Scared to tell me? Tell me somebody. Who? Well, Manson, right? Now, Manson, surely. Surely. Well, we don't want to be in there. We don't want to be in him.
Backstreet Boys.
We don't want to be the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
We don't want to be the Backstreet Boys. That's just making a big noise.
We don't want to be the Backstreet.
Yeah.
I just want to be a sheep.
Come on.
I just want to be a sheep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep.
We don't want to be like Tim McGraw. There we go. I got to fill that good one. We don't want to be like Tim McGraw. We're going to just take a Bible now and turn to, First Chronicles. Our offering was $948.25 now. Well, thank you, Lord, for that. What a blessing. I appreciate you giving. I said we're going to turn to, somewhere in First Chronicles. Chapter 18, I believe, somewhere along in there. There's a bunch of scripture that I want to show you that have been on my heart for starting this church. I believe that when the Lord wants you to do something, that you should search the scriptures to make sure He's in it. And during the time that I was really wrestling with this, I was reading 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles and along in there, and you would be amazed at the stuff you'd find in 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles. You'd be amazed. Most of the time you think, them old books back there ain't got nothing in them but things. But that's not true. Some of the greatest verses in the Bible are hid back there in 1st and 2nd Chronicles. I can show you one. If somebody says, why do you think I want to do that? Hold your place here and turn to 2nd Chronicles 33, and I'll show you one the Lord gave me. Well, that water, we need a water fountain bad. That's a good problem for somebody. You want them big old bottles? For some. 2 Chronicles 33, and I want you to look at this scripture the Lord showed me. somebody said, well, but then he's had rough times, hard times, and the devil's been, you know, causing us trouble and everything. Why would he even think about it? Okay, let me show you why. Look at verse chapter 33 and verse 12. Chapter 33 and verse 12. And when he was in wonderful times, right? Is that what it says? No. And when everything was going good, right? Wrong. And when he was prospering and everything was okay, inside, outside, wrong. When he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly. That's what I hear. And before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Verse 14, what did he do? After this, he built a wall without the city of David on the west side. That's where it comes from. Cary came up with it first, and then God gave me this scripture. There it is. Of Gihon in the valley, even to the inner of the fish gate, to pass about Ophel, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he goes on to say, he took away the false God. The Lord gave me scripture after scripture, like that, about that. Down to the name. And I asked him, I made it hard. I said, God, I want to do the very best I can. Now, here in 1 Chronicles, I'm going to show you some scripture if I find it. I just read it this evening. In 1 Chronicles, the Bible talks about this over and over and over. These people were against tremendous odds. And what is that? That looks like it's got lemon in it or something.
Lemon water.
Good for your voice. Why couldn't you just got the Mountain Dew while you're Is that right? Well, anyway, they went against odds, tremendous odds. And this scripture here, I don't know where it's at. It's in here somewhere. That God gave me this message tonight was about Manasseh, king of Judah. And as you know, the kingdom of Israel had split. And there were 10 tribes and 2 tribes. And Manasseh was king over Judah. And Israel was king, Jehoshaphat was king over Israel. And it's somewhere, I read it all week, and I've got it here somewhere. But anyway, these guys, they split up. They split the kingdom, and they begin to pray unto the Lord against their enemy. And the Bible said that God heard this king, and he helped him. Here it is, 18, 2 Chronicles 18. And in this, we'll look at verse number 28, 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and verse 28. And I'm just going to bring you a little message the Lord laid on my heart, and it will not be long. We're going to do something else as we leave tonight. 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and verse number 28. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle. But put thou on thy robe. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria, that's the bad guys in this story, had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight ye not with smaller great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. And really it wasn't. It was the other fellow, the king of Judah. But they thought it was the king of Israel and wanted to kill him. They said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore, they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariot perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. Now the verse that got a hold of me was verse 31. Here's this king, And this king is compassed about, King Jehoshaphat, with a bunch of people trying to kill him. They thought he was king of Israel. He was King Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And this whole crowd of people gathers around him saying, kill the king of Israel. It wasn't the king of Israel, it was Jehoshaphat.
Right.
And they all ganged up on him.
Right.
Now, if you were standing in the middle of this room tonight, and everybody in here was circling around you with a sword, I'd say you didn't have much of a chance.
Right.
I don't care how tough you are, if everybody, if there's 86 people in here with a sword and a knife, and you were standing right in the middle, if I had to bet, I'd put my money on the crowd.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And I won't talk about betting. It's not right. I'm just going to talk about using illustration. I'm going to talk about gambling. And I'm preaching on the subject, beating the odds.
Yeah.
Beating the odds. History is shaped by people who went against tremendous odds and stuck their neck out and took risks and somehow or another were able to beat the odds. The man I preached about this morning, Noah, he beat the odds. He was the only man that believed like he believed.
Right.
He was the only man, him and his family was the only people that believed like he believed. Can you imagine Noah's wife going to the grocery store? All the other ones said, her husband's crazy. I'd leave him if that was my husband. I would just stand away from that lunatic. He believed water's going to fall out of the sky and drown all of us fine people. And him and his family building a big old boat out there in the middle of nowhere. He's crazy. He's lost his mind. But he was right, people. He was right. And he beat the odds. Can you imagine Noah being on Oprah or Sally Jesse Raphael? Or Jerry Springer, and here's Noah sitting there. They laughed at him. They made fun of him.
Yeah.
I mean, his name was in the paper. This crazy fanatic. But his water's going. I mean, religious leaders said he was crazy.
Right.
They said he was off. But Noah had a word from God.
Right.
And brother, if God says something and the whole world says something else, then God is right and the whole world wrong.
Right.
I don't care if everybody says something different. Whatever God says is right. Is right. Let me put it to you like this. The book says, let God be true and every man a liar.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. He beat the odds. Now, gambling has been a part of culture, I guess, forever. And I want to talk about to illustrate this about beating the odds tonight. Gambling is basically, a lot of people wonder why preachers preach against it. And the reason it is because gambling is basically trying to get something for nothing.
Right.
Or something you didn't earn, or something you didn't deserve, trying to get something for nothing. And the reason preachers, I've had people ask me all the time, what's wrong with gambling, Brother Danny? What does the Bible say of gambling? I've had a bunch of people ask me that. And the answer is, when you're gambling, normally people in Las Vegas tonight or whatever, they're dependent on one thing to make them win that money. You tell me what that one word is. Luck. Now, if you look at how that word is spelled, luck, L-U-C. That is a direct cousin to the word L-U-C-I-F-E-R, Lucifer. And it means light, luck, bright, lux, like that, Lucifer. And that's where people, you know why I get them back there? Come on, baby. What are you blowing them things for? Is that going to make it land on the right number that you want to land on? No. If you say, come on, come on, do like that, and you hope, yeah, come on, I got this, and you say, come on, help me. Who are they talking to? Come on, help me.
Where?
The devil. You say, not me, I talked to the Lord. The Lord ain't going to help you. Now listen, the old fashioned preachers have some strong convictions against gambling.
Amen.
We don't do it. I mean, I felt guilty. Old Jack Wood, he's an old preacher out there in Texas. He was rough as a cob, son. And somebody came up to him counting and he said, preacher, if I win the lottery, I'll give you $1 million. He said, if you win the lottery, you can stick in your ear. That's what the old thing preachers believed. We, I don't believe that. I'm not robbing it, amen. Take it from the Las Vegas and give it to the Lord. But there are some convictions against gambling. I say, what? If you win it, give it to me, don't tell me where it comes from. You can sleep, I can sleep. But technically, we preach against gambling. We don't even supposed to gamble.
Right.
Because you're dependent on luck to do it. You're also getting something for nothing. As a matter of fact, I read about back in the old days in Saudi Arabia several years ago. Man lost $1 million in Las Vegas, just like that. I heard another fella out in Chicago at the San LaSalle Hotel in Chicago. They had that big fire. And they were all gambling in there. That's what they did at the LaSalle Hotel in Chicago. And he called his wife. She said, honey, you better get on home. It's getting late. He said, I'm going to play one more round of cards. And he played that one more round of cards, and the building caught on fire and burned him to death. They carried him out just of ashes and body the next day. You know what? One round of cards was all that stood between him and dying and eternity. And it stood between him and death. So we don't like that or go along with that. The most popular hymns or numbers in Monte Carlo when people gamble are 17 and 29. You know why? When somebody gambles, they want that number 17 or that number 29. And you know why? Because that is the most popular hymns in the church hymnal. And they believe if they pick up their hymns that the church like, that God will let them win all that money. Now, what do you think God thinks about that? Sitting in heaven, that God sitting in heaven saying, here's somebody in there using my hymn number, and in there shooting dice, and if they're trying to win money. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to let it go. He probably won't do it. And if they did, it would just be, you know, just him allowing the devil to get in at that. It's gambling. That's what that is. They said that this was a bad gamble. They said that in some countries, that the next Sunday's hymn, whatever we're going to sing in church the next Sunday, that's what they put their money on. You know something? That's all they thought. Maybe God will help me. Others just said, come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby. And they're talking to something or somebody. I don't know who they're talking to. Ask him for help. But the truth is, they're going against the odds. What I say odds are, if you have to bet, and you don't have to, but if you have to bet, and we have a basketball goal in here, and we have Michael Jordan right here, and then he was playing, I don't know, say somebody in second grade. And they say, who are you going to bet your money on? Well, odds are that Michael Jordan is going to win. I mean, there's a slight chance that the umpire might pull it in, and you're just going to win. He'd win 1-0. But I'd put my money on Jordan, wouldn't you? I mean, if you had the entire team of Pittsburgh Steelers in here tonight, and you had a little Pee Wee team from over here in Burke County, we all know, put your money on the Pee Wee team. No, I'm just kidding. You know where you put your money? You put your money on the professional team. The odds are that they're going to win. Now, in this story tonight, Jehoshaphat was going against the odds. I mean, there's no doubt about it. One man against the whole army. I'm not going to preach long until you get this point. One man against the whole army. He's standing in here, whole army gathered around him like this. They're all coming towards him with sword. There's no way he can win. There's no human possible way that he can win. Do you realize tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that that's the shape I find myself in?
Yeah.
How can we find ourselves in? You know, we are a really good crowd here tonight, but we ain't nothing. There's 80,000 people in this county. And if you put all those 80,000 people like dots on this wall, we would be one little dot of 85 people. The odds are against us. The world is against us. The devil is against us. Now look at all the odds there is against me. The chance of me getting any kind of success or doing anything is greatly against me. You know that. You know the odds are against me. The odds are always have been. The odds are against this church. Here we are, a brand new little church, just started here, struggling. I mean, God blessed us, but we're just a little bitty speck on Burke County map. The odds are against us. But somehow or another, Jehoshaphat won.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, he came out victorious.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, he made it. I will show you how he made it right quickly. The Bible says there that Jehoshaphat came. He was standing in there. And I want us to look at verse number 31. That's what he did. He was sending all them people around him. He didn't say, all right, I'll do this. I'll shoot this one and shoot that one. And he'll run two, three, four more back here. Then I'll run this way. He didn't even do it. That old boy knew the odds was too great. He knew he couldn't do it by himself. He knew he did not have the power or the strength to stand against that whole crowd. And the Jehoshaphat didn't look this way or that way. He looked up like this and started saying, oh, and God moved them to depart from him. Listen, people, when the doing nothing, brother. Oh, dang, you ain't got to say, fight me, God, without God, is it? The Lord's going to have to be there.
Hallelujah.
The Lord's going to have to do this.
Yeah.
If there's a church built here, the Lord will have to do it.
Yeah.
You realize that 99% of the world, 90% of the church is against us? Do you realize that I'm beat before I even start? Do you realize they checked me off a long time ago? They ain't the one way this thing's going to do, brother. They're going one way. Man, they're fools with what I'm doing. There's only one way, and I believe it with all my heart. I believe that God Almighty is greater than 99% of the world. I believe God's greater than 99% of the church people. I believe God's greater than me. He's greater than you. And if God wants something done right here in this place, and a light turned on in this county, there's not enough devils in hell to stop it. If God's before us, who can be against us? I haven't heard nothing, but He knows that.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Let's get that through our heads, Lord, in mercy. I'm about to make a mess and take a shout.
I'm telling you.
Thank God. Thank God. Years ago in this country. Now you relate, I'm relating that to you, me, so you relate it to you. You got family troubles?
Go ahead.